We got some snow now. We got a white Christmas. Got to say that this is a lot less snow than when I was here last year visiting. So I'm thankful for that. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for that. So, and there's also, for announcements today, there's a big thank you from Lori Freemark with the Christmas concert program. There we go. That we had last week. That was really, really, really good. And she did a good job. And you guys can read about that. Thank you. Also, I've been saying this for a few weeks. If you want to get the church emails, if you want to get a page in the directory, you don't have to be a member. But you want to do that, talk to April Haig. She can get you all lined up for that. And then also the Byron Bible Camp retreats and different deals going on there. You can read about those in there. And then there's also a little flyer out there on the bulletin board if you guys want to check that out. Are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go right into our call to worship. That is from Philippians 1, 9 through 11. And it says, "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God."
Good morning again, and welcome to our worship service. If you would take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 125, Joy to the World. Number 125, you'll stand with me, please. Singing, if you would take a moment to greet one another and wish each other a happy new year. And that's the way I feel too.
Oh my gosh. You'd think that this would be just what happened, but it isn't. Good morning. Well, we're going to get started this morning, and we have the opportunity to rock a precious little girl, Lucille May Van Vuren. What? Oh, that's okay. I got a little bit of time. Those of you that don't know this, the Community Church of St. Lawrence has a tradition of rocking the little ones in the cradle, and when we do that, we're putting their name on our Sunday school roll. And so this morning, we're going to be honoring Lucille and putting her on our Sunday school roll call, so we'll be welcoming her to Sunday school. So, yep, if Kelly and Aaron and all the family that wants to come on up. I just have just a couple readings before we get going here. And the first one is called Baby Girl, and it says, tiny fingers and ticklish toes, fancy ribbons, little pink bows, a bundle of joy created by love, a precious gift from God above. And then the verse comes from Psalms 139, 13, 14. And it says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And what a little blessing from God that we have little Lucy here. We're going to rock her in the cradle. The blanket has been tied by the Women's Outreach. And this is where all of you help us sing Jesus Loves Me while we do that.
As a part of the cradle rocking, they've also asked to have Lucille May dedicated this morning. So I'm going to ask for the grandparents to come forward as well, as it be a part of the service. It is a reminder that as parents come and dedicate their child, I'll slide over this way.
You're fine.
That there is no means of grace bestowed as we have a dedication. It is not so much for the child as it is for the parents, and a reminder to grandparents, and as a church body, that to raise a child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And I know Kelly and Aaron, you've been up here a few other times. And so it seems like it's just hit, rinse, and repeat. But the thing is the reminder that each child has been created uniquely by God, and each child has a unique personality, and they always have a challenge, but it is with the Lord's help. And as a church and as an extended family, to come alongside of you all. And as a reminder to all of our parents as well, that we dedicate ourselves to God. And so the passage of scripture I choose from Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. And that reminder that children are a blessing from the Lord, and that your house is built upon Lord's work and his word. So I have a couple of questions for you both to affirm. Do you, Aaron and Kelly, affirm that you are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge that this dedication of your child is not a saving ordinance or act, but that your child will need to receive Christ as Savior through a personal decision when she is old enough?
Yes.
Do you promise with God's help to raise your child in the training of God's words and the community of the church, to pray with and for Lucille, and to live before her as Christian parents who are yourselves subject to the Lord?
We will.
Do you promise to avail yourselves of all the means of grace and to do your utmost to lead your child to a knowledge of Christ at an early age?
We will.
Now, the blessing of having grandparents also involved?
Yeah.
As Psalm 103 says, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. And the scripture is clear that those who raise the children in obedience to God and in righteousness carry forth a great legacy in future generations. King David of Israel was the grandson of Obed, and the great-grandson of Ruth and Boaz, sterling examples of trust and faith. The gospel writers are very careful to record Jesus' genealogy. And we also see the Apostle Paul, when he talks about Timothy, mentions his grandmother and his mother. And so scripture is full of examples where not just parents, but grandparents, extended family, are included in the heritage of faith. And so as grandparents, by the presence and example, can influence subsequent generations for righteousness. These grandparents, Dave and Lori, and Dirk and Janice, having raised their children to love and serve the Lord, commit themselves to support and encourage Aaron and Kelly as they raise Lucille. So, grandparents, do you acknowledge before Christ and his church that you desire to live as an example of righteousness and faith to Lucille?
We do.
All right, now congregation, we have a promise as well. Do you solemnly promise before God and one another that with God's help and guidance, you will support these parents with your prayers as they seek to fulfill their responsibilities to this child? And do you promise to assist them by providing encouragement, counsel, and ministries to guide them in the way of godliness? If so, answer, we do.
Amen.
If you would stand, please. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice with the addition of new life, and we pray for Lucille May. Her name means light, and may she be a light for her family, but also may she, in a young age, come to know Christ, that you would put your hand of blessing upon her parents, Kelly and Aaron, giving them wisdom and guidance. For the grandparents, Dave and Lori, and Dirk and Janice, for the extended family, we thank you that we have an opportunity as the church family to come alongside of them. Father, may you bless them. May they truly build their house upon the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. As I told some of the family yesterday, we had Morris Reber's memorial service here. And in the life of the church, those are not the the fun type of events. They're necessary to come alongside of families. Baby dedications are a lot more fun. And I appreciate the opportunity of being the Family Life pastor to walk with individuals in many different circumstances. And so a couple of other prayer requests. Mike Ketchin sent a request this week for his Uncle Tim. He has been diagnosed with a cancerous tumor in his throat. And so we pray for him and the decisions for treatment. I got a text this morning from my wife, her father, Bob. He's down in Kansas City. He's generally been with us in the summers. He has been sick. He came down with something over Christmas, and this morning, very early, he was having trouble not throwing up. And so they took him to the ER. He is doing better, and they did some testing, and he has a different version of COVID than the respiratory style. So we will be, I know he would covet your prayers. And then Dean Van Zee approached me. He has a knee scope this coming Friday in Aberdeen. And so we will be praying for that procedure. And then also we pray alongside of Faye's family with the passing of her Uncle Palmer. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Dale. That is a huge praise. So Dale and Ruth have a fifth great-grandchild, and we pray for Margot and the family. How many children does that make for them?
Well, Margot has 11, and this is Morgan, her oldest daughter. Funny story is Margot's going to have babies. She has three grandchildren.
Then her child. We'll be praying for the family. And your guys' travels. I know that's a great opportunity to, as grandparents and great-grandparents, to come alongside of them. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie and Shirley. Okay.
I was having a lot of discomfort in my back. So I heard my care team there. And I was very pleased they got right after it and investigated that day. And they found the cancer is not spreading.
Oh, that's a huge praise. So the prayer request from Ernie and Shirley. For Shirley, as Ernie goes back and forth the pier for his prostate radiation treatments for safety. Yes, this last week with the weather was a reminder that to continue to pray for safety and travels. And then Ernie's back this week was starting to bother him and alerting it to the care team, and they jumped right on it. And one of the huge praises is the cancer is not spread to his back. So we will pray for relief for the back and the effectiveness of the radiation treatments. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunities that you present us each day as we look back on this year and think of blessings and trials. Your word tells us that we are to take joy in trials because they are producing within us perseverance. That the events that happen to us are not done by accident or happenstance. Even as hard as some of them are, we know that you walk with us through them, that they come for a purpose to conform us to the image of Christ. And that is easy at times to say until we look at what it means, what Christ walked through. He challenged his disciples that we are to take up our cross and follow you. Many of his disciples wanted to follow along for the blessings and for the excitement. And yet when things got hard, many fell away. His question to his disciples was, do you want to leave too? And Peter's response, where else can we find hope? Where else? Because you are Lord, our Messiah. And Father, help us to have the same attitude. That the early disciples that each generation has. We thank you for the reminder today of raising our children. Some of us are watching our adult children go through life, and that is difficult to be hands-off. Some of our parents are in the midst of daily challenges, especially with school being out, and the reminder that children are a blessing. Father, I pray that you would be with each of our families. I pray for those who are expecting. I also pray for our couples that struggle, whether of trying to have children or going through life of getting started. We just pray that you come alongside. Thank you for us being a family together. I pray for the other requests we have. We lift up Morris Reber's family through their time of grief, that you would come alongside of them. I pray for Faye's family with Uncle Palmer's passing, that you would give them encouragement and hope through the blessing of Christ. Father, we lift up some of our health needs. We pray for Mike Ketchin's Uncle Tim, that you would be an ever-present help and bring wisdom with this diagnosis, but more importantly, peace of mind and heart, especially with no one else around him, help him to sense your peace and presence and to give him wisdom. Be with the doctors and the surgical teams. We also lift up my father-in-law, Bob, that you would help him to through this time. Grateful for medical staff and the ability to get him help that he needs, but we pray for strength for him. Lift up Dean Van Zee as he goes in for a knee scope Friday, that you would give safety and travels, but also the time for healing and whatever therapies ahead to have healed before calving season starts. Father, that's a reminder that we truly always need your assistance, especially with the weather around us. I pray for Ernie, and surely through this time for Ernie's travels to Pier for his treatments, that you give him safety and travels. For the issues of his back would be resolved, but grateful that the cancer has not spread there and that these treatments we trust will bring healing. Father, bring also to Ernie and Shirley peace of mind and heart. Father, we lift up the addition of in Dale and Ruth's family for this new great-grandchild. We pray for the family as things change with an addition to the family, but also we rejoice with this great news. Father, we are grateful also for the ministries you've raised up among us. We pray for our youth group. Thank you for the lock-in and how well it went. Pray for Pastor Abe and Diana and the volunteers to recover and get back on schedule. For our students during the break, that they would not only enjoy the time out of school, but also find the rest and renewal they need to look at the next semester. Father, we do pray that you would be with our missionaries. We're grateful to have Andrew and Marissa and family with us today as we've been praying for them through this month, that you would continue to use them, help them to find refreshment and safety in their travels during the holiday break as they also look towards the spring semester. Father, for the things in our world, we sang Joy to the World earlier, and as the reminder that as the angels sang, there will be one day when you come as a triumphant king, and we will join together again to rejoice that our God has come to finish your plan of history. But until that time, help us be found building your kingdom. And we pray for the issues of our world, the unrest, that your church that we are part of will come alongside of those that are hurting, those that are struggling, but also those who are persecuted. Father, we pray for the persecuted church that they would be strengthened and that we would never forget that we are a body, and when one hurts, we all hurt. Father, we are grateful for the blessings, and as we receive the offering from your people, we ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. It's not very often that the month that we are emphasizing in our the prayer sheet, the missionaries, that we get to have the same missionaries come, but the Elliots are here with us, and we are blessed to be partnering with them at Frontier. And so I'm going to ask Andrew and Marissa, Mark has come up also, because their children are being supported by the primary department, department's offerings. And so we also have a little gift for them that maybe help you with some road money.
Okay, if you are in Paula's primary music thing, raise your hand. Raise your hand really big and tall. Anyone that's in there? Okay. As you know, missions is a huge part of this church. And thankfully, we start that concept of supporting missions really young. Okay, so all you little kids, the first Sunday of every month, you take an offering and it goes to the missions. This is who it goes for. Okay, this is who we're supporting. Okay, so we can put a face with the names now. And about a year ago, we switched our support from the Weenses to the Elliots because the Weenses kids were getting older, and we thought it was a better use of the funds, and thought that these guys could use our support, and they have littler kids too. Okay, as a reminder, big kids. Okay, all the rest of you big kids that go to Sunday school. The first Sunday of every month, your offering goes to missions also, okay? So keep remembering that as you give to Sunday school. The first Sunday, from the little kids all the way up to the adults, all goes to missions, and then the rest of the weeks go to the Sunday school fund, which pays for curriculum and things like that. So remember that when you're giving. This is who you're supporting, young group, and we'd like to give you a check for their offering from the primary department. So there you go.
Good morning. It is always good to be back. We always say when we come back, we're coming back to see family because you guys are family. But we see there's a lot of new family here that we don't really know that well either. So we wanted to get up, and this is our trial run before the summer when we go travel a lot, and so this is our kids' first time up here on stage, and some of them are pretty nervous. So we just want to say it's so good to be back. Easton was 8 months old when we came here to youth pastor, and he just turned 9, so that should make all of you, not me, I don't feel old yet, but as I'm talking to all of my youth kids who just got married or are planning to get married, and but we wanted to do just a little bit, and we wanted Marissa just to share very briefly about the kids and what they're doing.
Okay, so this is our oldest. Easton is 9.
I am Aiden, and I am 7 years old.
I am Hadley, and I am 6 years old.
I homeschool. That's what we do. we're busy a lot. So Easton and Aiden are in second grade together, and Hadley's in first. And up on the this screen up here, it talked about just a little bit of what we do. A lot of times I get funny, like, what do you do there? Well, we said we go for walks, but that's not all what we do because there's not a lot to do, but we do garden. We had a garden this year, and we got chickens and ducks, and so the kids have enjoyed cleaning and gardening, and we had a new experience with a dead duck. So we got to grow a little bit in all of that. But homeschooling is what I do. I feel a little bit like I'm in town homesteading a slight bit because there's just nothing else to do. You got to find something. But we're grateful to be back here and just you guys. And over the years of prayers, we really appreciate it. So.
All right. They didn't want to stay up where I talked. So just a few things. For those of you who don't know, I am with Frontier School of the Bible. It is a Bible college in the small town of LaGrange, Wyoming. The sign says we now have like 275 people in the entire town. That includes the Bible college, which is most of that. So what do? I am the dean of men. I work with all of the guys at the school. Right now I have 80 guys in the dorms that I meet with, and deal with and have to discipline at times. And some things you can be praying about. This semester we have coming in the fall, we call them our halfers. They come in halfway through the year. We're setting a record with 20 new halfers this next semester. And 12 of those are going to be guys that I get to work with. And things that have been happening this year. I am now teaching a class. I taught for the first year. I am now teaching youth ministry, which was a blast. Getting to share all the fun things that I got to do and all the dumb things I did and that they should not do. And I said I had a very gracious church that helped me walk through these things. And then next semester, I'm going to be teaching Christian education of children. So I will be teaching on how to run a vacation Bible school, how to do something like a Club Rock, Awana, Sunday school. So there's many different things I'll be teaching, as well as we have been asked to lead another missions trip. So I'm going on another missions trip back to Trinidad with our group. In 2019, we took a group from here. We had Abby Hahn, Abby Kettlehut, Noah, Bradley, Shariah. We had a group, and we did their first ever vacation Bible school. And they wanted to do one the next year. Well, then COVID happened, and COVID hit Trinidad really hard, so we hadn't done a vacation Bible school. So Pastor Ronnie called me and said, can you please come back and teach our church how to run a vacation Bible school? So this summer in July, I'll be taking a group of students. There will be 14 of us, including Marissa. We're going to go and lead a mission trip back to Trinidad, so you'll be praying for that. But I just wanted to share one story of just, this is my fourth year, I'm halfway through my fourth year of teaching at Frontier, and it gets hard. It gets frustrating, and just, you know, man, are these guys really listening? Do they really care? Our president always jokes, the guy's frontal lobe of their brain doesn't fully develop till 25. And I'm dealing with 18 and 19-year-old boys who think they know everything. And God just really put this young man on my heart. His name is David. And he came last year, and his story is he graduated high school. And 2 days after graduating high school, he packed up his stuff and he ran away from home. His home life was not good. And he cares nothing for authority. But he came to Frontier because he didn't know what else to do. And Grandpa said, well, I'll pay for you to go to Bible school. So he showed up and you would talk to him and he'd say hello. And that's about it. And, you know, how are you doing? And he'd joke a little bit, but you couldn't get anything out of him. He decided to come back for his second year, junior year. And I was shocked. Why is this kid here? I don't get this. And so I just prayed, okay, God, give me an opportunity. Well, God did. And he was really struggling one night. And he has a girlfriend. And he's learning that he has emotions and he has to use them. And so he was struggling. And, I mean, his hands were cramping up because he just didn't know how do I talk to somebody. And he said, he goes, I don't know how to talk to an adult. I don't want to talk to you, because he said, everyone I've ever talked to just yells at me. So I sat with him for an hour, almost till midnight, and talked with him. And through that process and just praying, okay, God, how can I do this? I've been able to meet with him, and now we meet once a week. And just him sharing and opening up his story. And just that reminder for myself, but for you guys to be praying for me, because every year we are getting more and more young men who grew up not in a church, get saved in high school and go, I don't know what it is to be a godly man, but I want to learn. And that's what I'm dealing with, is I have a group. I meet with 12 guys every week. We're going through the book of Jonah right now and talking about how we are so much like Jonah. We run away, and then when God tells us we need to do something, we do it, but is our heart really in it? And it's just that reminder of there's a lot of hurt in this world. And being able to help these men grow up, become godly, and then send them out and serve in a church is so, so rewarding, but so hard. And so be praying for me and my family and the school as we go through all this. It's been a hard semester, and I'll say that, but it's been a great semester. And so coming here, getting to see Abe and Diana again, and just how well they're doing, how this family loves them, it's been so great. And so we will always say this, if any of you ever end up down near Wyoming area, you give us a call. We have housing there. We would love to show you around the school. We'll take you around the walking path, and that's LaGrange. So please, please come talk to us. We will be around today. We would love to share more. But again, we just want to say thank you guys because we do. You guys are our sending church. This is our family, and we do. We love you guys. So thank you. As we deal with our technical difficulties again, it's always good to hear from our missionaries. Andrew, I think around here you'll probably always be Pastor Andrew, just because that's how we knew you for the years that you were here. But also, with this week being just the baby dedication, that's always a special time as well. And it's something pretty neat that we do that. Not many churches have part of that, but it's something special that we can take part of. And every week we listen, we have these little voices, as parents we try to keep our kids quiet, but it's a good sound to have young kids in church. And a passage that comes to me quite often, I think it's probably found in Proverbs, but it's, train your children in a way that they should go, that when they are grown, they will not stray from it. And sometimes that can be hard. Just gonna get set here. Multitasking is not working well. Are we there? All right. But that's something that's stuck with me for a long time since probably the first time I heard that passage. That's why my parents and my grandparents brought us up the way that they did. And that's what I hope to do with my kids and with the kids that I work with, be it our youth or nieces and nephews or cousins and whatever, but with our lock-in, we had a good turnout, and it was a good fun time. A few of us may be a little tired, but I see a few of them here, and so that's good. I'm glad that they came, decided to show up, as I'm sure tomorrow a few more of them will be tired as well. But let's stand and sing a few songs here this morning.
Blessed be your name when the sun shines. something that can sometimes be a little tough to do is sing praises in the dark times and when things get tough. And as we grow and we experience things, we know that tough times seem to come around back to back at times, and other times things go smoothly. But it's easy to praise and be thankful in the good times. But as Clint shared with the teens on Friday night, you know, we're called to be thankful in all situations. You know, we can't be thankful for everything, and you know, when times are tough, it's hard to be thankful for that hard time, but we can be thankful in it. That's something that kind of stuck with me, and I know I've heard it before, but it was a good reminder to have that.
Father, we do thank you for amazing grace, for your love for us and the gift of your Son, and the forgiveness of our sins and the hope of eternal life. Thank you for this season and the reminder that it is of that gift of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray.